Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In an aqueous epoch where high tides are no longer measured but ruefully accepted, humanity gazes upon the brimming horizon with a complex tapestry of awe and despair. Welcome to the New Atlantis, a moniker not chosen but bequeathed by the relentless rise of the oceans, transforming metropolitan bastions of progress into unintended aqueous mazes. This chronicle dares to plunge beneath the surface of these inundated realities, unwrapping the soggy present that implores urgent reflection. Submerged skyscrapers and drowned dreams. Once intended to pierce the heavens, skyscrapers now perform a melancholic ballet with the sea. Cities, visions of our zenith, are now but lagoons where the sepia tone of history melds with the azure of marine sorrow. Kayakers where taxis once roamed, coral where parks once bloomed, this is the portrait we are left to contemplate. Even as authorities scramble to concoct makeshift solutions, the reclaiming prowess of nature makes a mockery of such feeble gestures. Likewise, aquatic agriculture, a term coined with intended irony, is a stark testament to adaptability and futility. Where maize and wheat once stood, now only seaweed and kelp farms have a stake at resilience, their harvest a reminder of a dietary capitulation to new briny overlords. Folklore in the making. The chronicles of the New Atlantis are not without their Odyssean romanticism, where children grow up amidst tales of the old world, its abundance transformed into mythical narratives. These modern mariners navigate through inundated alleyways, the sea both a playground and a profound signal of change, each ripple reciting the fact that this is not a temporary trial. It is the epochal truth. The people of the New Atlantis bear witness to this transformation with a resilience that is paradoxical. They forge life where many see only perpetual devastation. Artisans sculpt, traders trade, and semblances of governance continue amidst adapted arcologies designed as sanctuaries from the persistent patina of dampness. Yet their persistence whispers the bleak reality. Adaptation here is more acquiescence than ambition. A forfeiture to the swamping tides, projections of future tides, crafted with meticulous precision by climatologists, tragically underline the certainty that waters will continue their rise. Discussions once preoccupied with prevention now solemnly confer on protracted survival, each forecast more disheartening than the last. With each centimeter that our coastlines recede, hope too seems to be drowning, its buoyancy no match for the ruthless currents of change. Concluding with a reflection on refraction. A glance upon a waterlogged avenue, now serving as a makeshift canal, invites an otherworldly refraction of light, a last, shivering dance of illumination before submersion. As we ponder the fate of the New Atlantis, one must consider the prophetic implications. In absorbing the tales and testimonies contained within these sodden domains, the world beyond is beckoned to glean somber wisdom from this aqueous allegory. Forgo merely observing, dare to act, lest this narrative seeps beyond the confines of our grim tome into chapters of reality yet unwritten.